Baby, you used me like a fuck toy last night, and I loved it. I loved it so much. I want you to do it again. I want you to bend me over that table again and tell me exactly the things you're going to do to me. I want your hand in my hair, taking control of me, pressing my tits into the table, forcing my arms out to each side, pulling my skirt up around my waist, completely exposing my arse to you. Ah, just like you did last night. Last night, when you whispered in my ear, you've been teasing me. And dirty girls who tease get spanked. When you said that, the feeling that washed over me, the electricity of want and desire and the overwhelming slickness that formed in my cunt. Oh. And after that first spank, I was tripping. It was the perfect mix of pleasure and pain, the kind of pain that only left me wanting more. It was so. Oh. Perfect. And you spanked me again and again. And I just wanted you to use me like your gorgeous, dirty little whore. To fill each of my holes. Stretching them. Deepening them. Making me your fuck toy again. Please, oh please, take me, fuck me, make me only want more. Oh God, the muscles of my pussy were clenching you as if my life depended on it, because it felt like it did. I didn't want to experience anything else except your cock pounding me, your hand pressing the back of my neck. As you drilled me, you spanked me again and again, caressing me after each slap on my arse cheeks, before grazing my pussy lips with your fingertips, smacking my inner thigh as you commanded me to spread my legs wider. Oh, so wide. I was so exposed. I could feel the air on my bare cunt. And on my tight arsehole. You reached around and pressed my clit. Oh. And I bucked back against you. Your hands squeezing tighter in my hair to control me. Telling me to be a good girl. And let you treat me the way I like to be treated. The fuck toy that you can play with any time you please. And then you spanked me again. And again. And again, each cheek back and forth, a perfect bright pink handprint formed. That's the mark of a dirty girl, you said. Your dirty girl. And that's all I want to be. Yours. Use me. Own me. Fuck me. And then you started rubbing my cunt, playing with my clit the way you know that will make me come. And all the while you were chastising me. No coming yet. Not until I let you, pretty slut. I bucked again, frenzied, trying to get away from your hand because I knew I couldn't hold back. Please, I begged. Please let me come. Please, sir. No, you said. Simple, forceful, and with a wicked grin that I could only hear. No. You released my hair and started using your thumb on my tightest hole. My body squirming as you start working my clit and my arse at the same time. Oh my God. I just wanted more. Beg, you said. beg for my cock in your mouth. Oh, yes. It was all I could think about. You forcing me on the ground to my knees, opening my jaw and sliding that delicious cock all the way into my throat. I didn't care how deep or if I would choke. I just wanted you to fuck my face. Then your hands stopped their teasing, and you stepped back and told me to get on my knees and open my mouth. And I did, as I watched you unzip your trousers and pulled it out. My mouth was watering with need, with want. Stick out your tongue, you said, and you slapped it with your hard cock. Oh, it was so hard, so perfect. Fuck. Oh, your mouth belongs to me, you said, as you slid your cock in deep and pulled it all the way out again, leaving me whimpering, opening my mouth wider, as if to beg. And you pushed it back in, this time both hands holding the back of my head. You started thrusting your hips in and out. Steady rhythm, your grip on my head deliciously merciless. Nothing else existed in that moment. Only the indescribable pleasure of your cock in my throat. Your tight grip on my head. Your growls and moans rupturing through your body, vibrating through me. Fuck. And then you released your grip again and pulled out and ordered me to get on the table on my back and rest my head off the edge. You've been a good girl for me, a good slut, you said. Open your mouth. And you slid right back in, until your balls were resting on my face. You reached forward and grabbed my blouse, ripping it open, exposing my tits. And they started bouncing from the force of you fucking my mouth. Oh, and then you reached down to my swollen cunt. Fuck, it was so swollen. Swollen with need. And you slid two fingers in. God, I almost came in that moment. I was so overcome, overwhelmed with the need for you to be inside of me. You started working your fingers in the same rhythm as your cock, in and out, deeper with each thrust, harder with each pump. Oh, fuck, it felt so amazing. And I was so close, your fingers in my cunt and your cock in my throat, taking me all the way to the edge. And then you stopped. You want me to fuck you? You asked. Yes, please. Fuck yes. Who do you want me to fuck? Me, I said. Your dirty cum slut. Your filthy girl. Use me. Please. You came round and fronted me, threw my legs over your shoulders and pulled me onto your cock at the same time. God, you were throbbing. You were so slick from my mouth and then from my cunt. You began pounding me, your hand to my hair again and your eyes locked on mine, the pace taking me right back to that edge. And then you slowed down, torturously slow. And you kissed me. So tender, so beautifully. And yet I wanted more. I wanted you to drill me harder, primal, without mercy. Beg, you said. Oh, please, please fuck me, sir. Please fuck your cum slut. Please, I want it so badly. You pulled your hips back and you slammed into me, making me scream with need. You will come when I tell you to. Do you understand, my beautiful fuck toy? Yes, yes, please. Please let me come. Please, please. Oh, and finally you did. All over your cock. All over the table. I've never come so hard. I was on the brink of blacking out. but you brought me back, telling me that I was going to wear your cum proudly, all over my tits, my tummy, my face, on my cunt. A few firm strokes and you sprayed me, oh, gloriously, marking me with your sweet saltiness, marking me as your slut. Your body was shuddering, as was mine, till that last drop spilled out. And you released your hand in my hair and collapsed on top of me, feeding me another sweet kiss. "Don't think I'm done with you yet," you said. "You get a short rest. There's another hole I need to own completely to fully make you mine." Oh, liquid heat began to immediately fill my cunt once more. Oh, yes, sir. Did you enjoy our playtime with Peach, baby? Well, if you want me to do more deliciously filthy, sexy things to you, come play with me on my Patreon at patreon.com/juicypeacherotica. I'll see you there.